The question is, when is it okay to bite someone else? That's what I'm talking about today on the podcast. Thank you for listening to the Last Show podcast, because this may be it. Been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two. Thank you for listening to the Last Show podcast. It's been a minute. Been writing a lot lately, but just wanted to check in with the people, keep my ear to the streets. This is Courtney Shane Williams. It's the Last Show podcast. I am flying solo dolo, as they say. And I really only want to talk about one thing, really. What etiquette? Etiquette, sports etiquette, people etiquette, life etiquette, basic things you just don't do. If you don't know, this cat, Luis Suarez, I didn't even know who this cat was until like 2 days ago. I'll be honest. I mean, I knew a Luis, a Louis. I've never known a Suarez. So I didn't know who this clown was. But he bit somebody from Italy in the World Cup, it made me think. The first thing it made me think is, this guy's out of his mind. I mean, honestly, anybody that bites somebody during a friendly, I guess it's not a friendly competition, but anybody that bites another human being at that moment is out of their mind. Now, when you take into account, this is a competitive contest. Like no one does that. Like, the craziest thing is like, oh, Lance Stevenson, he blew in LeBron's ear. Oh, Lance Stevenson touched LeBron's face. But at no point in time did Lance Stevenson bite LeBron on the shoulder blade. Like, that would have shut down the NBA final. They might have thrown him out of America for that. Like, America just wouldn't tolerate that kind of weird behavior. But I guess they didn't tolerate Mike Tyson. They called the fight. That was a forfeit right there when Mike Tyson. Except the first time they let it keep going. He bit him twice, which was interesting. He went back for the second bite, but he was out of his mind. So it got me to thinking. Who cares about the sports angle of it? I mean, people are going to talk about that. When is it okay to bite another man, woman, or whatever? When is it okay to resort to biting? If you're a grown man, if you're a kid, it's still not okay if you're a kid. But when you're a grown man or grown woman and adult, when is it okay? Because there are scenarios, I believe, when it's okay to bite another person. And in interest of full disclosure, by the way, I've kicked a guy in the nuts before in a fight. I've done it. And I don't feel bad about it. I thought about it when Luis Suarez, you know, went Hannibal Lecter. I thought about the fact that I probably shouldn't judge him because I've kicked a man in the nuts. And I don't feel bad. Technically, it wasn't a man. I was 13 years old. I was in a fight. I think the guy was at least a year older than me. Definitely much bigger. And so I just wanted to equalize the competition. And I kicked him in the nuts. Still lost the fight, you know, on the scorecard. But that's just, you know, what I had to do. And I would do it over. So that's full disclosure. But when is it okay to bite someone? Because there are scenarios when it's okay to take a chunk out of somebody's shoulder. I mean, I hate to break the news. If I feel like, number one, if you're in a fist fight or a fight in any kind, by any means necessary, you know, you got to be Malcolm X in that fight. You know what I mean? Unless the fight is like in front of your wife or kids. Like, if it's in front of your wife and kids, you can't bite another man, because they'll lose respect for you. I mean, you're better off just getting your ass kicked in the fight, right? I mean, you get your ass kicked, they're a little bit like, oh, you know, dad, he was fighting and he got his ass whipped, you know. But if it's in front of your mama, you gotta bite that guy, because you gotta let your mom know, you know, I by any means necessary, I'm Malcolm X out here, you know. You just gotta let them know. If it's in front of your friends, you gotta let them know. But there's stipulation. If it's a fight that you started, you can't bite a man. If it's a fight that you started. If it's a fight inside a club or a bar, you can't bite a man because a bouncer or somebody will come to break it up. If it's a fight, you know, an establishment that has security on the premises, at a school play, a PTA meeting, you know, at a Jewish community center, you can't be out there biting people. But if it's, you know, one of them, you know, Tommy Morrison, Sylvester Stallone, my rings outside, Rocky IV moment, it's okay to bite the man because no one's going to stop him from kicking your ass. Like, if it gets into it and you want to take a break and he's really wearing you out and you're fearing for your life, you better bite him. If you're in prison, bite him. You know what I mean? That, I think it's okay to bite him, man. Kick him in the nuts, I don't know. You may be too old for that. But if you're in prison, you got to kick a man in the nuts. I mean, I guess you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. You got to kick a man in the nuts. If there's nobody around to break up that fight, I believe at that point, by any means necessary. Whatever you got to do. An eye gouge, you know what I mean? A sucker nut punch, if you got to do that. You know, biting, you know. That's cool. You know, a little dirt in the eye. Whatever you got to do, by any means necessary, I feel like at that time it's okay to bite one, somebody. So it just made me think, what are the etiquettes? What are fighting, what are the man-to-man etiquettes? And when is it okay to bite someone? You know? So to review, it's not okay to bite somebody in competitive competition. Or to go, you know, below the belt competitive competition. Not cool. But if you're in front of your mama and you're fighting, it's okay to bite a man. But it's not okay if you're in front of your wife and kids. That's not cool. They'll lose respect for you. And it's also not okay to bite or go below the belt if you're in a club, a bar, or an establishment that has security on premises. So, you know, if you at the Heat game, you can't just start biting people. You know what I mean? If you had a Bruce Springsteen concert, you know what I mean? You don't do that. And you know, if you know what I mean? You can't do that. But it is okay if you're, you know, in a jail. The Rocky IV, Tommy Morrison, Sylvester Stallone moment, my rings outside guy, you can go with him. The apocalypse, you know, some apocalyptic-like moment, okay. Not okay at Disneyland. Can't bite a guy waiting in line trying to get on Magic Mountain. No matter how long you've been waiting, no matter if you've seen their fast pass and it's not really their fast pass, you can't bite a man. You can barely get in a fist fight at Disneyland, but if you do get in that fist fight, don't forget your wife and kids are there. No biting, no below the belt, and I'm pretty sure that dude that played Mickey Mouse is also security. Can't bite a man there, but other than that, you can bite a guy, and that's coming from somebody that kicked another guy in the nuts at 13. That's the end of the show. Good place to end. Should be running a podcast tomorrow on the NBA draft, but I just had to air it out on that. Also, check out the website, comedicpros.com. It went through a facelift-like renovation. You're going to love the site. Got some shows and interesting stuff coming up. Thank you for listening to the show. Please subscribe and check out K-Shane Comedy on YouTube. Until next time, peace.